Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so you've heard the story, Lee. I know because you reported on it. The shooting of the homeowner by the sheriff's office deputy in Simpsonville, right?
Right, yeah.
And you know, that kind of thing, sort of, I guess the general public reaction to it was police brutality, right? I mean, a call for help goes out. Officer shows up at the house and shoots the homeowner through the glass in the front door.
Right.
Okay. Making matters even worse. And I have diligently dug into this because I get challenged on it almost every day on the text line that I'm not talking about it. And I said I refuse to talk about it until I got more details than those in the mainstream media, because if you just use the details in the media when it comes to these things, I've just learned over time, no matter who's at fault, homeowner, police, both, whatever, you're going to get the story wrong. You're just going to get it wrong. And I don't know if you remember me earlier this year, or was it last year? I can't remember. Losing it because one local media outlet here had just absolutely harangued this officer for shooting a mentally disabled man.
Yes. Yeah.
Just tore him to pieces. And it turns out the man was not mentally disabled.
Right.
They'd gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
And he was on the verge of killing his family when they saved the family by shooting him. And it was awful, the months of coverage. And I said, I'm not doing it. And I had folks trying to pressure me to comment on that, too. And I wouldn't, because I just know you got to wait for details to come out. And I've said that I do not want to comment on this till the SLED report comes out, because boy, SLED reports have a funny way of adding to the story. Well, I have dug into this shooting in Simpsonville, where the homeowner, Mr. Tench, was shot through the window of his house after pointing the gun at the homeowner. And there's a couple interesting things that have not made it into the media, but that did happen. So I'm not going to draw any conclusions today, because the SLED report, it's done, but it's not out yet.
Yeah.
It's at the Attorney General's office. But here are some things I have learned to be fact that I'm just going to lay out there. You could do with them what you want. Okay. First problem, when the call for help went out, right, there's actually two of these kinds of calls. There's a medical call for help, which they get all the time.
Yeah.
And then there's a rarer kind of call for help called a panic call for help.
Right.
And, you know, some people used to send these a lot, like you could hit the panic button on your alarm system. Well, they've got apps that do this now.
Right, yeah.
Okay, this was not a medical call for help. It was a panic call for help. And what I wanted to know was, did the homeowner, Mr. Tench, know that a panic call for help had been sent from his house?
Right.
Because that changes everything,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
He did not know.
Okay.
He had no idea. The mother, who was sickly, who was living at the home, had accidentally sent it. Her phone sent it. I don't know how it got sent.
Yeah, just.
But he had no idea that he'd sent a panic call for help. Okay. The key difference between the panic call for help and the medical call for help: when you send a panic call for help, there is a history in this county and across the country. Panic calls for help have regularly come from houses where one member of the family's gone berserk and shot the entire family, or a burglar, or somebody's broken in and shot the whole family, or a domestic where, you know, violence has occurred. Those are the most dangerous situations for those deputies and officers to walk into. They are trained to when they drive up to that situation. If you're going to a medical call for help, you can have your lights on, whatever. When you go into that situation and you're pulling up to a dark house, you don't have your lights on. And so Mr. Tench, who was shot through the glass by the deputy, had no idea his house had sent a panic call. Mm-hmm. The deputy had no idea what was going on inside the house.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if the whole family's dead and the guy's waiting in an ambush. He has no clue. He pulls up. No one comes out. That's a bad sign right there. Lights off. Nobody comes out. What the heck is going on here? So he's got his gun drawn. Mr. Tench, who has, again, no idea that his house has sent a panic call, pulls his gun because some weirdo's in his front yard, right? And he points the gun at him through the window. I had one of my sources on this refer to it. I'm going to have to change the wording a little bit as a perfect crap storm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. General confusion and misunderstanding.
And that's the initial reports of that. That's kind of what my feeling was, that I, you know, obviously didn't have the SLED report, didn't have everything. But the initial look at this was sort of like, I can see how both parties felt threatened.
Yes. Yeah. You absolutely could see this. Now, there's a second part to this. Because this is what got everybody's dander up, especially when it was reported. And that's this. Right after the shooting happened, Ryan Flood, who was the spokesperson for the department, said, opened the door and pointed the gun at the deputy. Okay. Yeah. That did not happen, as we now know.
That was a mistake on his part.
Yes. That was a mistake on his part. So I wanted to know, okay, why would Ryan Flood not tell us the truth? You know, because I know him and he's a generally good guy, and the whole thing didn't sync up right, and I want to understand it. So I dug into it. Okay, here's what happened, and this is a learning lesson for the sheriff's office. What happened was the investigators on the scene told the spokesperson, "Hey, he came out of the front door and pointed the gun at the officers." That information was incorrect.
Right.
The deputy did not tell the investigators that.
Right.
The investigators got it wrong, botched it.
Yeah.
Whatever, they botched. So Ryan Flood takes the word of the investigators. He never talks to the deputy. That's their internal procedures.
Right.
And he puts it out there. Okay, so we're told that he came outside, points officer, gun at the deputy. Okay. So why wouldn't they correct it? Why would they leave that out there for like a month? Misleading the public? Well, you can decide. Maybe you think they tried to mislead the public. This is interesting, and I learned this. The sheriff's office has a policy. They're the only law enforcement agency in the entire state with this. They put out all officer cam video 45 days.
Yeah.
You never have to file a Freedom of Information Act. It always comes out every time, which is awesome. Every agency should do this.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be, you know what I mean? If you are serving the public and you've got that on, that video is ours. We own it. We are the taxpayers. You ought to just put that out there. That's why you wear that camera.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened was they realized after the shooting that they were wrong, that they had, you know, said that the homeowner, Mr. Tench, had come out of his house. That was inaccurate.
Right.
But what the department figured was, well, when we put the video out, it'll show that. And so they didn't say anything until they put the video out. So it's not like they got busted in a lie because somebody got their hands on the video. They put the video out themselves.
And when they did that, they did make a release saying that this statement by that officer or deputy was incorrect.
Yes.
And here's why.
Right. So, you know, what I was trying to ascertain from my sources and figure out and try to understand is, okay, why wouldn't you guys correct it? You know, why wouldn't you just come out right away and correct it? It looks like you're trying to hide something. And kind of what I've gotten, I got to be careful how I say this because I got to protect my sources, but kind of what I've gotten is we've learned from this. We thought putting the video out as a department would be the correction.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we've learned is, hey, if we learn that the details of the incident were different, we're gonna put a press release out right away.
That'd probably be a better idea.
Yeah. So that caused a lot of suspicion. It made it look like a cover-up. It was weird. And the general sense among the higher-ups, I mean, I'm trying to be careful how I word this, is that they're going to do things differently in the future
and that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, they admitted that this was a mistake when the video was released,
yes,
when it was obvious that Mr. Tench had not come out of the building holding the weapon. But at least from the video, at least from my standpoint, from when I looked at the video, you know, as you stated, how this situation unfolded and the deputy walks up and they see through the window a man holding a gun.
Yeah.
So, you know, once again, this is the meteorological reference that the previous texter made about that, I think was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And as we said initially about this a long time ago, that this is one of those situations where I think both parties found a reason to be threatened because of a lack of knowledge of what was on the other side.
Yeah, and I want to be really careful because in telling this, I wanted to put facts out and not you know, draw a judgment on who's right, who's wrong. And people on the text line are already taking that way. Look, we don't have the SLED report yet. We don't have, I mean, they're going to go do ballistics. They're going to bet, you know, they're going to check every aspect of this story. And it may change when the SLED report comes
out. That's
true. I don't know what's in the SLED report. So I don't want to draw conclusions like, you know, the officers at fault, the homeowners at fault. I don't want to, because I don't have all the information. But I did want to tell you some information that you don't know, that I was able to get my hands on, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect sense.
So that's what I know. And we may get some new information that changes the color of everything here. But, you know, when once you start getting more details, almost always in these incidents, it goes from what looks like black and white to gray.
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes officers do bad, stupid, mean things. But
I mean, that does happen. No one is ever saying that doesn't.
Yes.
But quite honestly, in this country, that is almost always a rare occurrence. Almost always. Not every time, but almost always a rare occurrence.
Yes. Text writes, how do you investigate without talking to the officer who did the shooting? It was a deputy, and I can't tell you who I've talked to, but I talked to several people. And again, a lot of you, I just got attacked personally. It's been going on every day on the text line saying I'm a bootlicker and I'm not talking about this. I'm trying to help them hide it. And no, I've just taken the time before I open my big mouth to learn more myself, because again, I'm sick and tired of being burnt by bad reporting on these incidents.
Well, and I think this, you know, for in your defense, this goes back to you went through that deputy training thing.
Yes,
and,
I did.
And so you've got a little bit different perspective about exactly what you're under, the pressure and the decisions, the split second decisions that have to be made in those circumstances through that training that you went through.
Yeah. Texter writes, you have no new details. Everything that you said was in the sheriff's office video they produced. No, it wasn't. Actually, the details about the panic alert were not. And the difference between the panic alert and a medical alert and sort of the history there. The key thing I've wanted to know for weeks was, did Mr. Tench know that a panic alert was sent from his home? Because that changes everything. If he knew a panic alert was sent from his home and he pointed the gun anyway, that would be bad. But that's not what happened. It's not what happened. So that was the key part that I wanted to get out there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texter writes, sounds like it's okay to shoot someone through the door when a homeowner has a right to protect his property. Again, I don't want to get into weighing in on this too much. I don't have a SLED report. And I don't like to go off half-cocked about this kind of stuff. We're talking about the Simpsonville homeowner shooting. The homeowner did survive, by the way, Mr. Tench. Thank God for that. He pointed his gun through the window at the officer in his front yard and got shot for it. Texter writes, sounds like it's okay to shoot someone through a door when a homeowner has a right to protect his property. Okay, I'm not going to comment on this specific case again because I'm waiting for the SLED report. But let's talk about this generally, okay? Forget the Simpsonville case. The homeowner has a right to protect his property. Yeah, but pointing a gun at an officer in any case, you don't have a right to do that. You don't, and things go downhill fast when it happens. And unfortunately, sometimes it happens in a situation where there's a big misunderstanding. You make that move, you do that, you got a problem. You could have a problem, and you know. Whatever your rights are determined to be later, it doesn't matter much if you're dead. And that's a good way to get dead. To wind up dead, that's all I would say about that. All right, speaking of winding up dead, another assisted suicide may be needed here. Did you see? This is so bizarre. Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne. I don't even know where to begin with this. Has resigned from the company that he founded. After blowing the whistle on the deep state, he says he was co-opted by some crooked people at the FBI in what he thought was an operation to combat the Russians. But instead, he says he eventually realized the men in black were conducting political espionage on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and that he had unwittingly become a part of that. He says there is a deep state and that they did try to take the president out in a soft coup. Now, this is interesting because, heck, we know that's true. There is a deep state. They did take the president out and try to take the president out in a soft coup. We know that's true. But it's really interesting when the person saying it is not somebody on talk radio or Fox News or Lou Dobbs, but it is the CEO of Overstock himself. This is a huge story. It's going to be all over the place today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're just trying to like make our one listener happy. Says the show is immature because we play cool rock tunes between segments. So here you go. We live to please. You got any like Russian ballet, maybe some opera? I don't know. What's the hip hop in an opera tune now, producer Chris? You got to know this. He has no idea. He's shaking his head. Oh, he says they don't pay him enough to figure that out. He's nodding his head. Yes, no, they don't pay you enough to figure that out. All right. We live to please. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. You cannot shoot through a door. The invader must be in the house before you can legally shoot them. This is again referring to the Simpsonville shooting case. This is why the deputy, the sheriff's deputy, Greenville County Sheriff's deputy, was found to have done nothing wrong by the sheriff's office, because their internal policies, it does not make any difference if the individual is pointing the gun at the deputy, if the individual is pointing through the glass in the foyer of the front of the house, or is standing on the porch. There is no difference. And I don't know why the public is assigned a difference to that, but there's no difference. It does not say, well, if he's pointing through the glass, then you can't shoot him. But if he's standing on the porch and pointing it at you, you can't. No. So in answer to your question or statement, the guy who says you cannot shoot through the door, yes, you can. The deputy can shoot through the door. Just because you're in your house does not mean you get to point the gun at the deputy. Texter writes, tell them to switch back over to NPR. Oh, no. Well, I mean, you can. You won't get the music there that annoys you, but you also won't get any real news. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Speaking of real news. Golly, it's getting weird out there. Did you hear about this Overstock CEO? Okay. That's right. Let's go back to two and a half weeks. Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne comes out and he does an interview. And he tells a bizarre story. He's helped the FBI twice in the past. Once was going after Wall Street wrongdoing, and another in a case where a friend of his died. Anyway, he's been an informant for the FBI. So they call him up. They say, hey, this Maria Butina, the alleged Russian spy, he had met her in 2015 at a Freedom event. He's a libertarian in addition to being the Overstock CEO and founder of Overstock. He said, yeah, you know, we see you have a relationship with her. because he had reported it to them. He thought she was a Russian spy when she approached him, and so he reported to the FBI. FBI didn't care in 2015 about that. But 2016 rolls around, and Donald Trump looks like he's on fire, and suddenly the FBI cares. And they advise him to strike up and nurture a romantic relationship with her. Well, he says, you know, I'm a patriot, so I do that. And he says, I want to bust the Russians, man. I don't want these Russians out here causing problems in our country. So he goes along with it, thinking he's doing a good thing. Slowly, though, he begins, he says, to realize the top echelon of the FBI is essentially fundamentally corrupt, and that they are committing political espionage campaigns. Not criminal espionage, political espionage campaigns. He says against both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And get this, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. So he comes out and lets the world know that the top echelon of the FBI is fundamentally corrupt. He told Sarah Carter he came to realize he was, quote, being used in some sort of soft coup against Donald Trump. Bettina's lawyer confirmed the two did have a relationship. Again, this isn't some guy. This isn't your crazy uncle. This is the Overstock CEO, Patrick Byrne, who is now, by the way, resigned. When he first announced this, okay, this is the funny part. When he first talked in terms you're very familiar with because you watch Fox News or listen to talk radio about this being a coup by the FBI, he was thought to be so crazy. I mean, coup by the FBI. Everybody knows that's not true. We didn't see it on CNN. It didn't happen. That the stock dropped precipitously. So he said, look, I'm causing too much of a distraction. I'm going to have to resign here. And of course, the media is already treating him as a mental defective for thinking the FBI would ever go after Trump politically. Crazy idea, right? So he resigns. Stock goes back up 17 percentage points. So that's where we are. Okay, here's what Byrne said. I'll read to you. This is from Vanity Fair. It wasn't until Byrne appeared on Fox Business Network after about 2 weeks later that investors got spooked. Byrne claimed to have turned over evidence of a conspiracy involving Clinton and Trump to the Department of Justice. Quote, I think we're about to see the biggest scandal in American history, Byrne told host David Asman. Quote, everything you think you know about Russia and Clinton investigation is a lie. It was all political espionage. He says he thinks Attorney General William Barr has gotten to the bottom of it. I don't know about that because the next story I got here suggests otherwise. There is a deep state like a submarine, he said, lurking just beneath the waves at periscope depth, watching our shipping lanes, he said, and a nuclear icebreaker named the USS Bill Barr has snuck up on them and is about to ram them at midship. Wow. I hope his despair level about his life hasn't gotten so great that he would, take his life. I'm worried about him. Hope he feels okay. I was going to say, I hope they put him in witness protection, but gosh, if the FBI runs that doesn't make you safe, does it? No, it does not. Here's Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne with his bizarre, according to the mainstream media, story.
Well, but wait a second. The main event was that I was like, what are we going to do? You want me to take her away for the weekend? And they said, let it all happen. I said, you got to be kidding. They said, we're going to let it all happen. It became very clear to me by about January 2016, or at least the hypothesis was forming, that their behavior was so strange. It's almost like...
And by they, you're saying people in the FBI, you don't have to tell me who they are, but you say that you know who they are.
Yeah, men in black. It was so strange that I was thinking it's almost like they're letting this scandal like develop, and someday they're going to shake it up and crack it and spread it all over the Republican Party. And then I thought, well, there's no way the FBI would do it. There's no way President Obama would do that. I like President Obama. I think he's a fine man, and he's a class act. And anyway, I thought there was no way. Well, anyway, that continued. She in February or March of 2016 asked, but I had that hypothesis by December 2015. Are they letting this happen so someday they're going to pull the pin and there's some explosion of Russian scandal? I thought that couldn't possibly be.
And just to be clear, Patrick, so people understand what's going on here, The FBI wanted you to continue your association to get information. They never told you you needed to have a romantic relationship with somebody.
Well, eventually, yes, they did.
They told you that you had to have a romantic
That's what I'm getting to.
Texter writes, sounds like Submarine Barr has his hands full trying to figure out how Epstein was allowed to kill himself while in federal custody. Or assisted suicide, as we now call it. All right, another episode coming up of Get Woke, Go Broke, and more obstruction of justice by James Comey. Hiding evidence in the Hillary Clinton investigation. What? That's when they're not destroying and bleach bitting the evidence? Yeah, you know that was right. Hillary didn't do it herself. No. She got the FBI to do it. Man, can you imagine being so powerful that you could get law enforcement to destroy the evidence of your crimes? I can't imagine that kind of power.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes, ooh, it's a troll. The medical examiner ruled suicide by hanging, not assisted suicide. Do you ever think if you quit lying so much, you wouldn't have so many trolls? You must be new here. Welcome. Assisted suicide was a joke. Was what we called it, because we went through the odds of everything happening as it happened in the Epstein case and laughed out loud, because there's no way. There's just no way. The odds that he managed to break his hyoid bone in his, 6 to 10% of hangings, but about 50% of strangulations. The odds that not one but both prison guards fell asleep. The odds that somebody would be transferred out right before he did it. The odds that that would be the night that nobody did their rounds. Oh, come on. Anyway, we ran through all of it and it was crazy. That's not necessarily covered by the medical examiner and what the medical examiner thinks or does not think. Anyway. What are the odds of getting an FBI director that'll cover up your crimes? I mean, when he's not bleach, you know, they had an agreement with Hillary. When he's not bleach bitting away the evidence of your crimes and smashing your devices with hammers so no one will find out what you did, even though what's on those devices is covered by a subpoena from Congress. Yeah, that came out last week. It was outrageous. Shocking. Well, now we know this. According to a classified memo, it's now leaked out, updating Senators Grassley and Johnson, James Comey, chief criminal at the FBI, failed to review highly classified evidence in Hillary Clinton's email investigation. See, this is what, because remember they had an agreement that they wouldn't look at the emails. That agreement just came out. They wouldn't look at the FBI would not look at the emails from the relevant period of her crimes. And they wouldn't look at any emails that would indicate a crime. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, I robbed a bank and you could just, file a warrant on me. But, I would really like you to just look at the part where I parked my car in the lot and nothing after that. Just destroy the video of the part where I went in, held a gun to the teller's head and extracted the cash. Yeah, we're going to disagree that you will only look at the video of the part where I parked in the bank parking lot. Hillary got that deal. Nobody gets a deal like this. I mean, it is so ironic that the FBI accused Trump of obstruction of justice because that's what they did on Hillary's behalf. Even worse, Comey would not get, this is John Solomon in The Hill, his reporting. Even worse, Comey would not give investigators access to the evidence. His own FBI investigators, even though they needed it to resolve important questions related to Hillary Clinton's private server. Senate investigators knew this and wanted answers on this for over a year. The FBI is still stonewalling. Here's the disappointing part. To add to the frustration, Attorney General Bill Barr, whose side I am increasingly not sure who he's on. I mean, side of truth, justice, and whatever happened, or a Democrat gun for hire. I'm not sure. Attorney General Bill Barr still has not responded to a classified letter previously written by Grassley and Johnson asking, dude, they didn't say dude, Comey, it looks like he blocked criminal investigators from looking at evidence of Hillary's crimes. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Barr? He got nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.